Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. He is the Lord of Interruptions, and love is a disruptor. There's no room at the inn. I guess that brings up different images for all of us. Perhaps it was Mary and Joseph looking to give birth to the Son of God, but there was no room at the inn. We want to go to church on Sunday, but there's no room in our inn of time or inn of motivation. Perhaps it's an object lesson on you shall love your neighbor as yourself, demonstrated by lending a helping hand, but there's just no bandwidth. We're just too busy. A single mom needs help moving, or an elderly couple needs help doing some yard work. Maybe an orphanage down the street that needs some repair. There's no room at the inn may sound like a guilt trip, but for me it falls into another scripture. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Do we really do much of that, really? I don't mean helping a friend of ours or a family friend, but a real Samaritan, randomly loving a stranger. The truth is, love disrupts our schedules. It can pull us off track to seemingly more important things that we're doing right now. I don't think any of us needs help in finding excuses. I'm just too pressed right now. I just don't have the time. I did something last month. I know personally, I am a pro at justifications and excuses. I guess each of us must examine our own soul if there's just no room at the inn for serving. Let's put it another way. We have only been tithing our money, but not our time. Perhaps you're just taking life too seriously and just don't have time for the poor and the needy. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote this: "Nobody is good for the lowest service. Those who worry about the loss of time entailed by such small external acts of helpfulness are usually taking their own work too seriously. We must be ready to allow ourselves to be interrupted by God, who will thwart our plans and frustrate our ways time and time again, even daily, by sending people across our path with their demands and requests." Strangely enough, he goes on to observe, "Christians can be particularly prone to this kind of sinful seriousness, often considering their work so important and urgent that they don't want to let anything interrupt it." You know, I know each of us is too busy, too pressed with responsibilities that truly are legitimate. But Jesus, who had a much higher calling, always seemed to make time. I guess the key phrase here is to make time. I wonder, how some of us would have responded to the blind man shouting from the road in Mark 10:46, or the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5:25, or to the mom bringing their kids for a blessing in Mark 10:13. So how did he do this? How did he always seem to be ready in season and out of season, when his schedule was slammed to the wall or he was resting under a mulberry tree? In Luke 4:42, Jesus was in a desolate place, one of his favorite places. The people came to him while he was in a quiet time, when he was talking to God, and from that place, he knew what he should do. Perhaps if our quiet time were more consistent, perhaps we too might find some room at the end. I have to admit that I am as guilty as any of having an exaggerated opinion of my own busy schedule. After all my years, I am certain he is the Lord of interruption and love is a disruptor. Finally, but by spending time with him in those quiet places, I can always hear a much clearer voice on which ones to make time for. Please don't take this as a chastisement, but just as being real about the hectic world that we live in and bringing to focus that we could all do a little better job of serving. Make a point to commit right now to offer up a couple of hours at church or somewhere to love your neighbor. Let me know what you decide to do. I'd love to hear. Honestly, when I get through myself, I always love when he interrupts my day. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.